Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Kerisus is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Kerisus Tav Chof Beis. We'll start the shiur with the Gemara at the end of Chof Aleph from Beis. The Gemara says, Aloche Omar Rav, Dam Dogim Shekinsoi Oser. Even though the Braisa tells us that Dam Dogim is mutter, the blood of the fish is mutter to be eaten, but Rav says that if you gather this dam into a cup, and Akashi explains as Mamali Bekois, then it's also to be drink, you know, to drink this dam, Dam Dogim Shekinso is also. Rashi explains, the reason is, because of Maris Ha'ayin, someone who sees him drinking this blood will think that this is actually the blood of a behemoth or oif, which is also. Therefore, Chazal asked Mid Rabbonon that we're not allowed to eat any blood if it looks like drinking blood. People won't realize the difference that this is Dam Dogim and therefore it is mutter. Memele Chazal said that Dam Dogim Shekinso is also. It's Mevuna Maskonus HaGemore that the Issa is only in a case where there's no simon, there's no way for the person to recognize that this is actually the blood of a fish. But if the Gemara says that if it has kaskasin, if there's still some scales over here in the blood, then it is mutter to eat because everyone realizes that this blood is actually coming from the fish and everyone knows that the halacha is dam dogim is mutter. In the main sugi over here, we see that there's such a kind of idea and a concept of dam dogim, there's blood coming out of the fish. It's discussed in the Hilchus Melicha in Yerideh and Simen Ayim, the Drisha brings down from the Marshal, who says that anything coming out of the fish actually has a loch of tzir, it has a loch of fish juice, it doesn't have a loch of dam. In our sugi, it would seem that there is such a kind of possibility of having dam coming out of a fish. This is a loch of the dam dogim, which is actually also, it looks like blood, and seems very similar to the dam of a behemoth, and therefore it's going to be also without any kaskasim. This is a point which the Cheshik Shleim over here points this out, that in our sugi we find this idea of dam dogim, besides the idea of tzir dogim, fish juice, which is found benegea hilchus melicha. Now in our case, Rav over here is discussing the blood of the fish, but in the Braisa, the din of the dam dogim is mentioned together with the aloha of the dam of chagovim. The blood of the grasshoppers, they also have aloha that the dam chagovim is muta. The Tosfos Yontif, over here in the Mishnah, in Pirkei Mishnah Aleph, he says we have to know whether this halacha which Rav mentions that there's a din because of Maris Ha'ayin, that there's a issa midrabbonon to eat the dam of the fish in the case of Kintsoi, is this halacha, does this halacha apply also to the dam of Chagovim? Or do we say that maybe for some reason the issa is only by dam dogim, says the Tosfos Yontif? We don't find any mention in any of the Isurim, in any of the poiskim that there's some kind of issa of Maris Ha'ayin also by the dam of the Chagovim. And we only found this by the dam of the dogim. And Be'emes, the Chidushi Marich on the Mishnayis, he points out that we have to say that the Chagovim, the blood is noticeable. We can tell from the Etzoed, the blood itself, that it is not similar to the blood of the oif and the behemoth, and therefore Chazal only found it necessary to go make a issa only by the blood of the fish, not by the blood of the chagovim. But lemaisa, we find already in the Rashba in the Torah Habayis, who says mefurish in Bayis Gimel Sharhei that the aloch is also by the chagovim tohurim, the chagovim, the grasshoppers which are tohur, but the dam, if you squeeze out the dam into a cup, it's not allowed to be eaten because of Maris Ha'ayin. It's mefurish in the Rashba, so too in Rabin Yeruchim, in the Siv Tesvov in Chilikeo Yitzchav Dalet, so too over here by the Shittim Mukubetzes, over here in Ois Tesvov, B'Shem Nerosh, is also muchach that he takes on, that this din applies also by the dam of the chagovim, and not just by the dam of the dogim, and this is Be'emes brought down la aloche in the Prichodosh, in Yerideh, in Simas HaMechvov, Sivkot in Yudalet, that this Issa Midrabonon is not just by Dam Dogim, it is also by the Dam Chagovim, they mentioned together in the Braisa, and this is not like the Tosfos Yontif and the Marich the Mishnais, who say that there's a difference between Dogim and Chagovim. Now, on the Iker Issa over here, on this blood, Shekinsoi, which is Osir, the Ramah points out a very interesting point over here in Simon Yerideh and Simon Samachvov, he brings this from the Rashba, and he says that since this blood, Be'etzem, is not really something which is also to be eaten, we see that in a case where there's a simon, there's kaskasin, then we're allowed to go and consume this blood. There's no real issa, it's only because of Maris Ha'ayin. Mamela says the Ramah from the Rashba that if this blood will get mixed up into something else in the Taruvus, and we cannot notice anymore this blood, then we do not look at this blood as a locha or macholis asuris, and it needs a bitul b'shishim or bitul b'roiv. The halacha is that it's muta even in a case where we do not have the right amount of a bitul, because there's no real issa of macholis asuris on the blood. Therefore, it is only also when it's be'en, only when it is noticeable by itself in a cup, then it's going to become also. But every case of a taruvah says a remola halacha that this dam is going to be muta. Now, the halacha which we said over here in the Gemara, that the din of Rav, which is also by kintsoi, the maskonis ha-Gemara, the Gemara asks questions over here on Rav, and the Gemara says that the Brais is actually talking about a case of kintsoi, and then dam dogim adam chagovim is muta, because you have a simon of kaskasim, hod the ispe kaskasim, and maybe this is a simon that we can know that this blood is actually coming from the fish. The Rambam, in the Macholes Asuris, in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, he brings down this halacha of the Braisa of Dam Dogim and Dam Chagovim, and the Rambam says that the halacha is that this dam is muta. The Rambam doesn't tell us any halacha that in a case where it doesn't have any kaskasim, it doesn't have any scales, and there's no simon, then it is also like the din of Rav. It seems that the Rambam is mashmit, misses out this halacha of Rav, this issa, which the Gemara says that there's an issa because of Maris Ha'ayin on the blood of the fish, that it's not allowed to be eaten without any simon. And Be'emes, we find over there, Ravid already asks this question on the Rambam. Now, it's in the Furish in our Gemara that it is only mutter when it has a simon, but without a simon, it is also, this is the Divrei Rav, how can the Rambam not bring down this Gemara? Says the Magen Mishnah that it seems that the Rambam understood the Gemara in a different way. When the Gemara answers Lamaskona, that is a difference if it has kaskasim or not, Rambam doesn't learn like Rashi and other Rishonim that this means to tell us that there's an issa because of Maris Ha'ayin, and in a case where we have a simon of scales, then we can say that it's allowed to be eaten because everyone knows it's a dam from the fish. The Rambam understands that this is the Gemara is making a difference between a fish which has kaskasin, which means that it's a mutter, it's a Tori digger fish, it is a dag which is mutter to be eaten, and therefore the dam, his blood, is mutter, which is the din of the Braisa. And the Gemara explains the maskona, the din of Rav, that Rav, when he's discussing the aloch of blood of a fish, he's actually referring to a fish which is tomei, it doesn't have any kaskasin, and therefore the fish is tomei, the blood of the fish is also going to be osa, even though there's no issa of dam, but there's going to be a issa because it is yoytze min ha-osa. This is the halacha which the Rambam over there says in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, that dam dogim of a toy fish is mutter to be eaten, but a dam dogim of a dag tomei, even though there's no issa of dam, there's no actual issa because of the blood itself, but there's an issa because it's a dag tomei. He is something which is tomei, and therefore anything which comes out, which is derived from the fish itself, like its blood, which is mismatze migufoi, is also because it is yoytze min ha'asa. This is how the Rambam understands the Gemara lemaskona amameila. This din is halacha even without kintsoi, even if it's not gathered into a kli. And the Rambam doesn't have la halacha at all, such a issa of a maris ha'ayin that you're not allowed to eat dam dogim amameila. This is the Rambam's halacha that dam dogim is always muta if the fish is permitted to be eaten because it has kaskatin, and the halacha of the dam dogim in the Gemara of Rav is only referring to a dag tomei which doesn't have kaskatin. An interesting way the Rambam understands the pshat in our Gemara, but as we said, most of the Rishonim understand that the din of Rav is actually applying, he's referring to a case of dam, of dogim, which are mutter, and afa became even so, Chazal said that there's an issa because of Maris Ha'ayin, and you're not allowed to eat it without any simon, only with the simon of kaskasim. In a case where it has scales, this is a shit of Rashi, the Ravid, the other Rishonim, and this is actually Paskin Aloch in the Shulchan Aruch, in your idea, in Simon Samech Vov, Siftes, like the shitter of most of the Rishonim, that there's an issa on dam dogim that they're not allowed to be eaten in a case where they don't have any other simon, which was konas bikli. Now, Lemaisa, one more point over here, interesting Nakuda, in the idea over here, which we find that even though there's an issa of Maris Ha'ayin on this blood, but in a case where we have a simon of kaskasin of scales, then we say there's no issa of Maris Ha'ayin. The Kveiga, in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Simon Samech Vov, he says that Be'emes, in the Loshon of Rashi by us, it would seem that it is not enough if a person, the Moshe, will place a piece of fish next to the blood, and this will be unknown enough to say that there's a hecker, that it is noticeable, that everyone should realize that the blood is actually coming from this fish. Says the Bikvega, it is mashma, that we need to have the kaskasin, the scales in the blood itself, it's mixed into the blood, then everyone realizes that this blood is actually coming from the blood of a fish. Masha Inkin, if it's just lying on the side, it could be this is not enough for the hecker. Rabbi Kvegas Medayek, like this Loshon Rashi, there has to be the kaskasim mamish inside the dam, and it is not enough to be placed by the side. Besides Rabbi Kvegas, if we look in the Ramah, in a different place in Yerideya, where he's discussing the Alocha Bosu Becholov, the Ramah brings down the Alocha in Yerideya, Siman Pei Zayin, Sif Gimel, that sometimes the minig is that you place some Bosu Oif, a bit of chicken, and you can put it into Cholov Shkedim, into almond milk. There's milk coming out of the almonds, and this Cholov Shkedim looks like normal Cholov, and the person will see that this would seem to the person that this Oif is now being eaten with Cholov, the Bosu Oif is eaten with Cholov Shkedim. Says Ramah, it seems to be the minig is to be mati, that there's no reason why a person, because there's no din of maris ha'ayin, and there's nothing to prohibit this person to go and say that he's not allowed to place the Bosu Oif in this Cholov Shkedim. But says Ramah, this is only because it's Bosu Oif, and the halacha is that the chicken, meat of a chicken, which is anu Oif, it's only also midah abonon. The isa bosa becholov is only in bosa behema min atire. The din of bosa oif is only midah abonon, and therefore we were not goyzer because of maris ha'ayin, because it's only bosa oif. The sezer more in a case where a person has bosa behema, which is also becholov min atire, over there a person is not allowed to place cholov shkedim together with this bosa, only in the case where he has a simen. Says Ramah, what is the simen? The simen could be that he should place some shkedim, some almonds on the side of the place of the piece of meat, and then he'll realize, the person will realize automatically that the milk over here is not real milk, it's actually cholov shkedim, because the shkedim over here are lying on the side. Says Rabbi Kveiga, it seems from the Ramah that he understands this hekker, which he takes from our Gemara, the same idea, which we have in Maris Ha'ayim by the dam, and over here the Gemara says that kaskasin is enough. Says Rabbi Kveiga, it seems from the Ramah that this simen is alone enough, even if it's only placed on the side, the shkedim are not actually in the milk itself, this will also be enough for the hekker, and there's no issa anymore of a maris ha'ayin. So this is how Rabbi Kveiga's medayik, even though from the Loshon Rashi, it would seem that it has to be in the dam itself, but it seems that the Ramah is makel, that we can use this hekker even if it's only placed on the side. Now the shach, the etim din of the Ramah is a chidush, the Ramah says, la'alocha, that this din of maris ha'ayin is only like our Gemara, says the shach over there, in your Yerideya, Siman Pei Zayin, you've got involved, that the reason why the Ramah takes this halacha and says this is only in a case where it is also min HaTorah, is because the makur of the Ramah is actually from our Gemara. And in our Gemara, we're discussing the maris ha'ayin, that we're scared that someone will mix up the dam dogim with dam, which is also min HaTorah, like the dam of a oif and a behema, which is actually also min HaTorah. So Mamela the Ramah understands that this issa of maris ha'ayin, chazal only made, only in a case where the person will make a mistake and mix up this dam with the dam, which is also min HaTorah. Memela says the Ramah that Bosu Oif, which is only midrabanon, we do not find any issa of maris ha'ayin, and Memela the Ramah's mati, and he allows the person to go and place the Bosu Oif in the Cholov Shkedim, even without any simen at all. But says the Shach, many achrinim disagree with the Ramah. He brings this from the Marshal, from the Be'er Sheva, in Tshuva, in Simen Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Melech, Macholos Asuris, Peik Vav Aloch Aleph, also quotes this Be'er Sheva, and they say that this Maris Ha'ayin by Bosu Becholov can apply even by Bosu Becholov Midrabanon, and the Shach says even more so, Bosu Oif people will be more makel, and therefore they will make more of a mistake, they would think that it is mutter. There's more of a reason by Bosu Oif to go and make a gzeria, that people should not think that we'll be mati Bosu Oif Becholov, and therefore even Cholov Shkedim by Bosu Oif, say the Achrinim La'alocha, this is Askoma, so Achrinim says the Shach, not like the Ramah, and we should be makpid over there also to make a simen, and this is negeya in different milks, in soya milk, in different kinds of milks which are not real milk min ha'teira. Afal b'kein is a issa because of maris ha'ayin, even by bosa oif also, that there has to be a simen in order to allow them to be placed together. This will have to be like the simen of the Ramah, that you have to place some shkedim on the side, or any other simen to notice, to make sure there's a hekka, that this milk is not actually milk which is also bebosa becholov. This is a machlekes over here, the Ramah and the Shach, if this din of our Gemara applies only by something which is min HaTorah, or by even something which is only also midrabanan. Now moving further on in the Gemara, Omer Rav Sheshes, at the bottom of Chof Aleph Amid Beis, Chof Beis Amid Aleph, Omer Rav Sheshes, Dam Mehalchi Shtayim, Afilu Mitzvahs Purish Ein Boi. There's no mitzvah of Purish, there's no issa at all to eat the Dam Odom, to eat any blood coming out of a person. Says the Gemara, the Mu'as Akasha from the Breiser, that says that Dam Malchi Shtayim is also, answers the Gemara, Kitanya also, Bishapirish, only when it has already left the person, then it is also to be consumed. Ki Omar Rav Sheshes, Bishaloi Pirish, And the Gemara brings down this braisa, dam shal gabi akikor, is goyroi v'oichloi. Once it has already left the person and is on the piece of bread, then it actually has to be goyroi, he has to go and take off this blood, and only then he can eat the rest of the bread. It says the braisa shal ben ashinaim, in the case where it is still between the teeth, then the aloha is, she's allowed to suck this blood out, and there's no problem at all, because it hasn't yet left this blood, hasn't yet left the person. This is aloha of Rav Sheshes, that dam, odom, a dam of a person which hasn't yet left the person, it is mutter to be eaten, like the aloha of the braisa. Now Reb Zalman Sender, over here in Chidushi, Reb Zalman Sender, he asks, on the Lashon of Rashi, the Rashi over here explains that the din of the braisa, which says that in the case where it left the person, it is osa, because the case was already perished, Rashi says, this is even in a case where it was perish min odom bikli, it went into a kli and it was already kinsoi bikli, it entered the kli. Oh, he says Rashi, al gabi kiko, oh, it is on top of the kiko. This is also a case where the braisa tells us that this blood is now osa. Says Reb Zalman Sender, l'chay, this is a stira to shitas Rashi earlier in Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Rashi earlier explains the Gemara that there's a different darga in the Issa midrabbanon. There's two kinds of Isurim midrabbanon. We find the Issa midrabbanon in a case where it's gathered into a kli, then it is kinsoi, this is also midrabbanon because of Maris Ha'ayin. But then says Rashi, in a case where it was loy kinsoi, but it has already left the person, but it is on the kikor, it is on the piece of bread, but it is not actually a kinsoi, it is not gathered in a kli. Rashi explains earlier, this is not be'emes e'issa midrabbanon because of Maris Ha'ayin. This is only a mitzvah's perush ba'alma. There's a din lechatchila that a person should not consume this blood, and he should be goyer, he should take it away before he eats the rest of the bread. But as she explains, this is not a real issa midrabbanon, it is only a mitzvah's perush. Tosfos is very marich earlier in Divrei Maschil d'Achvoso from Rabbeinu Baruch, that there's no real difference between a mitzvah's perush and an issa midrabbanon, since at the end of the day, the Rabbonon tell us that in a case where it is on the bread, he has to take the blood away in order for him to eat the rest of the bread. So Mamele comes out that it is also Asa Midrabbonon. He disagrees with Rashi that there's different dargas in the Issa Midrabbonon. But Rashi seems to learn, this is Kesi Yeshua already points this out, in the Avona of Shittas Rashi that he argues early on Rabbeinu Baruch. And it seems that Rashi understands that even in Isurim Midrabbonon, we also have different dargas of the Issa, and it could be that only in the case where it was gathered in a kli, then it was a real Issa because of Maris Ha'ayin, then maybe he'll get Makis Mardus Midrabbonon, whereas in a case where the Issa is only because of Mitzvah's Purish, this is only a din lechatchila that is preferable for the person to go and take off this blood before he continues eating the rest of the bread. But maybe, says the Kesi Yeshua, there won't be any Makis Mardus. And he points out different cases where we find that there's different dargas of Isurim, even Midrabbonon. This is the Shita of Rashi, that there is Mitzvah's Purish, is not real Issa Midrabbonon. Memele comes out according to Rashi, that the case of the Braisa that says the din of Dam Halchishtaim is also is only referring to a case where it is already gathered into a kli, then it is also midrabbanon. But in the case where it is only on the bread, which is not kinsoy, then it is not also midrabbanon. It is only a mitzvah's perish. Says the Bezalman Sender, Rashi by us, seems to say that the case of the Braisa where it is also is both in the case where it is in the kli, and so too in the case where it is on the kikar. L'choyer, this is not like Rashi Shita earlier, that there's a difference between the Issa Midrabbonon and the Issa of a Mitzvah's Perush. It will seem in Rashi that Rashi holds that the Maskonus HaGemara, where the Gemara comes in the end and says there's a difference in a case where the dam has already been perished, it has already left the body of the person, then Rashi holds in Maskona, this din is even in a case where loy kinso, it is only on the kikar, this alone is enough to make a Issa Midrabbanon, not like Rashi says earlier, that this is only a mitzvah, perush ba'alma, and Mamela le Maskona, it seems that Rashi holds this din, includes the din of the Braisa, which said that it is also, is included even in a case where it is only on the bread, and it is be'emes se'issa midrabbanon, and not jurse issa of a mitzvah, perush ba'alma. Now, be'emes, this works very well with Rashi in Ksubas, in Samech Amud Aleph. Rashi over there, in this Braisa, where the Braisa teaches us this halacha, that dam which is on the kikor, he has to be goyor, he has to go and take away this blood. Rashi over there explains that the reason is, because this blood is also midrabbonon, because Maris Ha'ayin, because we're scared they might get mixed up with other blood from a oif and a behema. Therefore, Chazal said that even the blood of a person also should be taken away before he eats the rest of the bread. Now, according to our sugya, Pashtus Rashi earlier understands that the Issa mid Rabbonon Mishum Maris Ayin is only in the case of Kinsoy. In the case of Loi Kinsoy, where it's only on the bread, then it is only because of Mitzvah's Purish, it's not Issa Maris Ayin. But according to what we're saying now, that it sounds like Rashi the Maskona from Bizam Sender was Chayza, and Rashi holds the Maskona, this Issa is even in the case of a Loi Kinsoy, this will work very well with Rashi in Ksubas, that this din applies even in a case where it is on the Kikar, even if it's not on the Kli. The Rambam in Macholas Asuris, in Perik Vav on Halacha Base, the Rambam doesn't differentiate between any blood which has left the person. He doesn't say there's a difference if it's in the Kli or if it's on the Kikar. The Rambam's mashma always that it is also. The Rambam doesn't say this Halacha of Kinsoy, says the Lechem Mishnah, that Bakochach, the Rambam's going to learn like Tosfos earlier. But according to what we say now, even the Maskana Rashi also agrees that there's no difference between Halacha of the Kikar in the case where it's in the Kli or if it's on the bread. Now, the halacha of the end of the Braisa, which is the halacha of Efsheshes, that the din of Dam Halchishtaim, afilo mitzvahs purish ein boy, is referring to a case where the blood is still between his teeth, and the halacha is that there's no mitzvah at all to go and be moinea, he's allowed to lechatchila suck this blood, the einoi choishish. The reason is, Tosfos explains earlier in Dachvoso, in Tosfos Devamatchil Dachvoso, the reason is because everyone can see where the blood is emerging from, where it's coming from, and therefore there's no chashash at all that someone will mix up and allow and permit any other blood to be eaten because we see this person is sucking the blood which is coming out of his teeth. Mamela says Tosfos, so too if a person has a cut on his finger, he's allowed to suck out the blood from his finger because everyone can see that this blood is coming from the person and he won't be making any chashash of Maris Ha'ayin that he's going to permit any other blood. But Rashi in Ksubas, over there in Samuel Chomed Aleph, tells us a different reason. Rashi says, the reason is because Bein Shinov, when it is only between the teeth, then Loi Chozilei, no one can see him doing so, and therefore there's no Issa of Maris Ha'ayin, because no one can look, no one can see him, therefore it is Mutter, because Leker de Chozilei. And the Achrini Bemes ask, that floor, the Shuvas Be'er Sheva, the Sha'ar Melech is ready, Marich, Nyo Yom Tov, Peirik Ches, Halacha Dalet. They ask on Rashi that the halacha always is, and any time we have an issa midrabbonon because of the issa of Maris Ha'ayin, the halacha is afilu bechadri chadorim is also. When we not do a ma'isa melacha issa because of Maris Ha'ayin, even in the place where the person is not going to be seen at all bechadri chadorim, it is still also because of this halacha of Maris Ha'ayin. But maybe over here, it would seem difficult to go and explain that the reason why the person is allowed to suck the blood from between his teeth is because of this din, because no one can see him, because if it's also at Maris Ha'ayin, this din should apply even b'chadri chadorim. Memela, the svara of Tosfos l'chira is a clearer svara, that Tosfos explains the reason is because a person can see that the blood is coming from the person, and so too, according to Tosfos, it is mutter also to suck the blood of the finger, mashainkin according to Rashi, like that flaw over there in Ksubas in Samuel Chamadala points out, according to Rashi's svara, the Rashi svara only applies to the blood coming out from the teeth. But in the case where a person has a cut on his finger, over there we do not have this svara to say that no one can see him. And mamela, then it's going to be also according to Rashi, because the whole svara is only leke de chozile, no one can see him. This is how Rashi explains this halacha of Efsheshes, that in the case of dam odom sheloi pirish, afilo mitzvahs proish ein boy. Now moving further on into the Gemara, into the next braisa, the Braisa brings down a halacha which is discussing the milk of a person, cholov isha, the cholov mehalchishtayim. Says the Braisa, yochol, cholov mehalchishtayim yeoichloi oiva belav, because the dinu to kavachoyma from behemot mea, that the cholov is also, so too the dam odom, the chamichmariton b'magon, inu din shetachmi b'chalovon, talmuloyma v'zelochem atomei, ze tomei, ve'in cholov mehalchishtayim tomei elotor. And then the Gemara says that so too the blood of Adam is also going to be mutter, and we do not have this kal v'chaima. This is the halacha of the Braisa, which is the sugya bariches over there in Ksubas Samech Amad Aleph, that the chol of Isha is mutter, so too the dam of Adam is mutter min HaTorah, only as Maris Ha'ayin it is also. But this is the halacha of the Braisa over here, that chol of and dam of a person is mutter. Now we discussed already earlier at the beginning of the period in Avchaf Aleph, that there's a big machlokes Yishonim, if there's any issa and any problem to go and eat basar ha'odom. any cannibalism, the issue of eating a person's flesh, is there any issa min HaTorah to go and eat Bosa HaOdom? The Rashba in Tshuva, in Chilek Aleph, in Siman Shin Samech Dalet, is Mayrich, that there's no issa of Eva min HaChai, there's no issa of Bosa min HaChai, a person doesn't need to have Shechita, and therefore min HaTorah, there's no actual issa to eat the Bosa HaOdom, the flesh of a person. He says that it's only also mid Rabbonon, mitzvahs Purish, like we find in the sugya by the blood of a person, then so too there's a mitzvah's priorish, it is not a nice thing to do, but there's no actual ism in HaTorah to go and eat the Bosa HaOdom. Whereas we mentioned earlier that the Rambam holds in Macholos Asuris, in Perik Beis Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says that there's a issa assay, because we learn this out from a posuk, v'zeisa chayo asher toichelu, only these animals are allowed to be eaten, whereas the Odom, the Bosa HaOdom, is not included in one of the chayis asher toichelu, memela there's a issa assay, a lav abo michlal assay, and this is Rambam Shitta, that Bosa HaOdom is also be issa assay. The Ramban in Ksubas in Samech Amad Aleph, so to the Ramban in Chumish al HaTorah in Pashas Shmini, Peyuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, says the Ramban, that our Gemara, l'chir is a raya, to the Shitta, not like the Rambam, because over here in the Gemara discusses the cholov of a isha, so to the dam of a person, the Gemara says, we learn this out from a Pasuk, that the milk of a person and the dam of a person is mutter. Now asks the Ramban, if according to the Rambam who holds that the person himself is considered a dovah tomei, he is not allowed to be eaten because his flesh is also the Bosa HaOdom is also Be'isa HaSei, then why do we not say that the milk coming out of a person should be also because of the Issa of Yoytzei Min HaOsa? The Gemara tells us at the beginning of Bechiris that Kol Dova HaYoytzei Min HaOsa, anything which is derived and coming out from something which is Osa, is Osa itself. Memele over here, the dam and the cholov which is coming out of the person, and the person himself is called a dova or osa to be eaten. Why does this issa not go automatically over onto anything which comes out of him, onto his cholov and onto his dam? Memele says Ramban, from here, from our sugya, we find that the cholov and the dam is mutter, must be, like we said from the Rashba, that the din of Bosa HaOdom is mutter min HaTorah, and there's no issa at all, there's no issa asay, and he argues on the drosha of the Rambam. He says the drosha of the Rambam is not found anywhere in Chazal, we cannot make a new drosha on our own, and therefore says Ramban that he agrees with the Shitta, HaMekel, that the Mekel and they hold that the Bosa HaOdom is not actually awesome in HaTorah, it's only awesome in the Rabbonon, because he asks this question on the Gemara according to the Rambam, why there's no issa of Yoytzei Min HaOsa? The Magid Mishnah answers a very famous teretz to the Shitta of the Rambam, and says the Magid Mishnah that the Rambam holds that the Issa of Yoytzei Min HaOsa is only in a case where there's an Issa Lav. In something which is Osa, at least Be Issa Lav, he has a Loisase, he is not allowed to be eaten, then we have this klal that Kol Dova Yoytzei Min HaOsa is Osa. Whereas over here we have the Bosa HaOdom, which is only an Issa Asei, says the Magid Mishnah, we do not have any Issa Yoytzei if it's only coming out of an Issa Asei, it is not Chomor enough to go and say that anything which is derived that comes out of him is also Asa. This is the Chiddush and the Yesod of the Magid Mishnah, used many places, and this is Meduik in the Loshon of the Rambam over there in Macholos Asuris, Pei Gimel Halacha Beis, that the Rambam explains that the Bosa HaOdom is only a say, which would seem that the Rambam is coming to answer this question of the Ramban, and saying that the Issa is only Issa Asei, therefore there's no Issa Yoytzei, therefore the Cholov of the Odom is Mutter, because the Bosa HaOdom is only Be Asei. This is Vairich, it's also in the Stipler, is Marich, in Bechir Simen Samechei, that the Rambam over there in Mecholos Asuris in Perek Gimel is actually coming to answer this Kasha, which the Rishonim, the Ramban, asks, that why is there no Issa Yoytzei, and he says this territory of the Magid Mishnah, because the Bosa HaOdom is only Osa Be'issa Asei, and therefore the Rambam holds that there's no Issa of Issa Yoytzei on the Cholov. Now as we mentioned already, the Rashba in Tshuva, he also holds that the Ramban, but the Ran over there in Ksubas, in Samech Amad Aleph, he actually holds a Maskona like the Rambam, that there's an Issa Asei of a Bosa HaOdom, and he says that this is the shit of the Rambam, and this is the way the Ran holds. This is a big machlokes in the Rishonim between the Rashba and Ramban against the Rambam and the Ran, that they hold if there's an Issa on the Bosa HaOdom, which is also in HaTorah. There is a third Deah that we find in the Ra'ah, in the Shittim Ukubetzes, in Ksubas over there, Samuel Chomad Aleph, he holds that the Bosa HaOdom is actually an Issa Lav. It's not just an Issa Asei, it is actually an Issa Lav, and according to the Ra'ah, we have to understand the Chuyah, the Kasha, which the Ramban asks, comes back again. Why do we not have in our sugya, Issa, to eat the cholov of the Isha, the milk and the blood? L'chayyah should be also because of the klal of yoytzei min ha'isa, and we do not have the teretz anymore of the isa aseh, because as we say, there are all holds that the isa of basar adam is even belav, so we have to understand why it's a no problem of yoytzei min ha'isa. La'alocha we paskin, the Ramah says in Yerideh and Samanayin Tes, Sifalef, he paskins like the Rambam and the Ran, that there's an isa aseh to eat basar adam. This is the day of the Rambam and the Ran, as we said in our sugya. Now moving on to the next sugya of Dam Halev, Dam of the Heart, which the Gemara brings down the Mishnah in Chulin Kuftes Amad Aleph. It says in the Mishnah, Halev koroi umoitzi es domoi. You have to rip open the heart and take out the blood. And loy koroi, says the Mishnah, einoi oiva olav. If you didn't rip open the heart, didn't take out the blood, he's einoi oiva olav, he's not going to be chayiv if he eats the blood of the heart. This is what the Mishnah tells us in Chulin Kuftes Amad Aleph. Says the Gemara by us, Amar Ebzeo Amar Av, Loishanu, the Mishnah's din only applies to leiv oif, to leiv of a bird. Over there, it doesn't have a kezayis, and therefore there's no chiyuv. But says the Gemara in leiv behima, since he has a kezayis of blood, he's going to be chayev even on the dam of the leiv. And the Gemara asks that this is neged the Mishnah, neged the Braisa. Tosfos points out it's neged the Mishnah also, which says clearly that the dam of the leiv, there's no issa on the case. A dam aleiv, since it's only dam ho'evorim, it is not dam ha'nefesh. How can Rav say that the dam of a behemoth is going to be chayev? And the Gemara answers there's a difference between the dam didei, his own dam, and dam da'osi mi'alma. The way we have the gisa in our Gemara, which is Rashi's gisa, most of the Rishonim, they have this gisa in the Gemara. This will seem that there's a difference. The dam didei, the dam of the heart itself, which is in the walls of the heart, which is nivlined by Ivorim. This has a loch of damu Ivorim, which the Mishnah says that there's no chiyuv koris. Mashein kein the dam, which any blood which we find in the chalal of the heart, not in the walls of the heart, but in the cholol, in the empty space of the heart, in the middle of the heart itself, this dam is osimi alma, this is coming from other places, and therefore this has a loch of a dam anefesh, and there's going to be a chiyuv koris if you eat this dam in the cholol halev, which is osimi alma. And the only reason why the Mishnah says Rechulin that he's einoi oiva olav even on this dam is only because it's referring to leiv ha'oif, which is the blood of the heart of a bird, which doesn't have a kazayis, it's pochis mikashir. The Rambam and the Rif over there in Chulin, they are actually gurus in the Gemara, the exact opposite, and they explain, the Ran over there explains the shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds the exact opposite, that in a case where the dam didei, his own blood, this is a chi of koris. Whereas the dam which is osi mi'alma, the dam which comes from other places, then this dam is called dam o ivorim because it is actually coming away from the ivorim, from out of the ivorim of the behema and into the heart, and therefore this dam is actually as aloch of dam o ivorim, and only on the dam of the leiv itself, which is also found in the chalal, in the open space of the heart, this dam is going to be chayiv koris because it is the heart. This is the dam anefesh. This is the dam which is going to be chayiv koris on dam didei. And the Prima Godin explains in Yerideh and Simenayim Beis, Simish Betzoy, Sivkotan Aleph, that there's two bloods actually in the heart itself, in the cavity of the heart, in the chalal of the lave, and we can tell the difference. There's a difference in the nicker, it's nicker in the ear. We can see the difference between these two domim. There's a dam of the lave itself, which is a chayiv koris, and there's a dam which is coming from other places, which has a different color. And on this dam, there's no chiyuv koris, which is osi mi'alma. This is the shita of the Rif and the Rambam, how they understand over here the difference in our Gemara. Al kaponim, we have in the year a chiddush in our Gemara, that the leiv of the oif, which is even though we're referring to the case of the dam and nefesh, as we said, there is some dam, there is some blood over here in the heart of a behemah and a oif, which is considered dam and nefesh, which is going to be chayiv koris. But says Rav that the Mishnah is referring to the blood of the heart of the oif of the bird, which doesn't have a kezayis. And therefore, there's no chiyuv, because he doesn't eat the right amount, he hasn't got a kezayis, he's pochis mikashir, and therefore he's einoi oiva olav. Says Tosfos early on Chof Aleph Amid Beis, so to Rashi and Chulin Kuftes Amid Beis, they point this out, that it comes out that there's no real reason why the person is not going to be chayiv koris, only because he's not eating the right amount, he's pochis mikashir. Memela, according to Rabbi Yochanan's shita is at the end of Yuma, that chatzi shir is awesome in Atayr. Memela, even though the Mishnah seems to imply einu uvalov, that there's no Aveira at all min Atayr, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's going to be an Issa min Atayr because of the din of chatzi shir. Because over here, there's real dama koyis, it's a dama nefesh, And the only reason why he's not chayiv is not eating the right amount. This has halacha v'chatzi shia. Memela, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is actually going to get a issa min atoira of chatzi shia osa min atoira. That's actually going to be over here. Issa, even though l'chayiv the pashtus of the Mishnah would seem to imply that ain't over all of, he's not over at all min atoira and he's only osa midir abonon. But this is only according to Rish Lakish, who holds always a chatzi shia is mutter min atoira. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, over here, he's actually going to be over a issa min atoira, even though he's not going to be getting koreh, so he's not even alive. But he's still also the din of Chatzishia, also min Atayir. Now it is interesting, in the Ksav Sefer, in his Tshuva, in Yeridei and Simel Amid Gimel, he asks this question on his own, on the Loshon of Einu over Olav. He doesn't bring down the Rashi and the Tosfos, that they say clearly that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's going to be a Issa min Atayir. But he asks on the Loshon of Einu over Olav, which would be Mashma, that there's no Issa min Atayir. How can Ibzeo Marav over here say that the reason why he's not chayev is only because of the shia, because he's missing the amount? L'chayev, according to Rabbi Yochanan, will come out that chatzi shia is osam in atayir. Then there should be isam in atayir, and the loshon of einu over all of will be mashma that there's no isa at all in atayir. Memela, from over here, the Ksav Sefer says that it is muchach that Rav himself holds like a shlokish, and Rav is shita, is like a shlokish who holds a chatzi shia is mutam in atayir. Therefore, he allows himself to go and explain the Mishnah that we're referring to leave her oif. And the reason why he's einu over all of, because there's no issa even min atayir, because he holds a chatzi shia is mutam min atayir. Memela, the Ksav Sefer takes out from here that Rav's shita is like Rish Lakish. Even though the Rashba in Shvuras Yichov Gimel Amid Beis, the Rashba says, we do not find any hechrich at all. Either way, what is the shita of Rav and Shmuel? Do they hold like Rav, the Brichnon Rish Lakish? This is how Rashba over there says in Shvuras, but says the Ksav Sefer L'chayir from our Gemara, which would seem that Rav holds like Rish Lakish, that chatzi shia is mutam min atayir. Now there is a very interesting mechudesh tigeshita from one of the early achronim. This is the Mari Mintz in his Tshuva in Simen Tesvov. And he says a very yisoidistic point over here to explain our Gemara that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's not going to be Issa of Chatzi Shia also min Atayir in the Leiv Ha'oif. And explains Mari Mintz that normally Rabbi Yochanan is referring to a case where the person has in front of him ability to go and be over a whole Shia, and the person only ate a Chatzi Shia. He has a big behemah and a vela, and he eats only a chatzi shia. Then, Rabbi Yochanan holds that this chatzi is also min atayir. But says the Mari Mintz over here, we're discussing the blood of the lave, of the heart of the bird. There's never a possibility for the person to go be over the issa dam if he eats the lave, this heart of the oif. Never is there going to be a kazayis, the amount shia of the kazayis, in the heart of this bird. And the Mela says the Mari Mintz svara that over here, even Rabbi Yochanan is going to agree that the chatzi shia is only midir abonon. Because over here, this case is never shayich, it's never possible to be over on this lave, on this heart, it is never shayich to go and be over issa deraisa with the shiur sholem, with the kazayis. Therefore, always, every single case where the lave of the bird, of the heart of this bird, is always pachis mikazayis, since it is never possible to come to the Issa, it is never Chazilitz Terufa, even though you can use other birds and other dam, you can use other hearts, other bloods, in order to be Mimtsayev to the Shia of Achilas Dam, but in this heart itself, it's never possible to have the Chiyuv. Therefore, says the Mari Mintz Svara, that if you hear, even the Birichlan will agree that there's no Issa Minatoyer, and this is the Loshon of the mission of Einu Yoival of Echidush of the Mari Mintz, brought down, quoted widely in the Sforim of the Achronim. But says the Beis Yitzchok in his Tshuva, in your idea, in Maftichas, the Simen Samech Gimel, that the Beis Yitzchok already points out that this Svara of the Mari Mintz is not like Tosfos and not like Rashi and Chulin. As we said, Rashi and Tosfos say very clearly that according to Rabbi Yochanan, all the chatzi shia is awesome in atayir. Over here, there's actually going to be isam in atayir in the case where he eats this bird, this heart of the bird, which doesn't have a kazayis, and they don't hold of this svar of Mari Mintz, that over here, Rabbi Yochanan is going to agree that it is only a isam in the rabbonon. So to the Zera Avram, he asks this question on the Mari Mintz, it's in Yud Gimel, it's Yud Beis. And someone already asked this to Ridvaz in Tzvas, like it's brought in the Sefer Pri Yitzhod on Chilek Vav, that the Ritvaz was already asked this Shaila on the Mari Mintz, that L'chir Rashi and Tosfos say Mefurish, not like his Svara, because Rashi and Tosfos say clearly that the din over here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is going to be a Issa min atayir. Now Rashi, it's worth pointing out, Rashi on Chulin over there in Kuftes Amid Aleph explains that this din of the Mishnah that says Einu Oiva Olav is even in a case where the reason is, like Rav over here says, because it doesn't have a kazayis, we're referring to a lev of a oif, of a bird, that there's no shia kazayis. And therefore, in Ovalov, but says Rashi, if it be a behemoth, if someone takes the heart of a behemoth, which has an Edama Nefesh and has a Kazayis, then he's going to be over if he eats the lev, eats the heart of the behemoth, since it has a Kazayis, and says Rashi, he's going to be over even after Bishul, even after he's already cooked the heart, and now he's already wants to eat the heart with the dam inside, says Rashi, that he's going to be Chayiv in the case of a behemoth, since he has a Shia of a Kazayis. Toysis over there disagrees with Rashi and says that Rashi mentions that this din applies even in a case where he already cooked the heart of the behemoth, says Tosfos, in a case where he's already gone through a process of a bishul, the halacha is a dam she bishloi eino yovalov. The Gemara says in Menachos Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph that there's no issa on dam she bishloi, and Tosfos holds this is even by dam chulin, not just by dam kodshim. Mamela, how can Rashi say that the reason why he's not over, why by behemoth he's going to be chayev, even in a case where he's already cooked the blood, l'chur, this is already included in dam shebishloi. Mamela says Tosfos, the Gemara and the Mishnah over here is only referring to our heart when it's still raw and hasn't yet been cooked, because otherwise the second you cook, there's already a din of dam shebishloi and einu over olof. Tosfos over there in Chulin mentions this point in Rashi, but if you look in Tosfos in Menachos in Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, Tosfos over there explains that the din of the Mishnah by us, which says Einu Yoiva Olav, the reason is because Gufa we're discussing a case where the heart was already cooked, and the aloha of Einu Yoiva Olav is referring to Acha HaBishul, and the reason is because of this din of Dam Shebishloi Einu Yoiva Olav. This is how Tosfos over there in Menachos explains the din of our Mishnah and says, why ain't it over all of him? Why is he not over on this dam? In the blood, in the heart, there is dam anefesh. Why is he not chayiv? Says Tosfos, reason is because we're referring to dam of the lev, which has already been cooked. And therefore, there's halacha of dam shebishloi ain't over all of this. Is how Tosfos in Menachos explains our Mishnah. Asks over there the Rishash and others that this is neged our Gemara. It is mefurish in our Gemara that the only reason why he's not over is only because it's dam halev of a oif, of a bird which doesn't have a kezayis, and it's mefurish in our Gemara that if it'll be a dam of a behemoth which has a kezayis, then behemoth is going to be chayiv in the case where he has the right amount, he has already a kezayis, because by kol choch, like Tosfos says in Chulin, we're discussing before the bishul, how could Tosfos over here say that the din, in Tosfos and Menachos say that the reason why he's not going to be chayiv is gufa because he's dam shebishloi. L'chayiv, it's his neged our Gemara. Says a ksav sefer, in this Tshuva in Siman Lamed Gimel, according to the way he explained, that the Lashon of Einu Oiver Olav will seem to imply that there's no Issa at all, even min HaTorah there's no Issa, there's only Issa midrabbanon. Memela over here, we can say that Rav allows himself to explain the Mishnah that it is referring to the bird, and therefore there's no Kezayis, and this is the reason why Einu Oiver Olav, because as the Ksav Sefer said earlier, Rav holds like Rish Lakish, who holds that Chatzishia is Mutter min HaTorah, and therefore Einu Oiver Olav is no Issa min HaTorah. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Chatzishia is Mutter min HaTorah, is also min HaTorah, therefore according to Rabbi Yochanan, how did he learn the Mishnah, which seems to imply that there's no Issa at all min HaTorah, and even if we're discussing a bird, but the case of a bird is also Pochis Mikashia, which is also min HaTorah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzishia also min HaTorah. Mamela, according to Rabbi Yochanan, one will have to explain that over here we're discussing the case of the lev, which has already been cooked, and the reason why I know over all of this is because we're talking about Acha Bishul, like Tosfos says over there in Menachos, in Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Memela says a Ksav Sefer, this will be the explanation why Tosfos over there is going in the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, and in our Gemara is going like the Shita of Rish Lakish, and therefore Rav also holds like Rish Lakish, he explains that over here in over all of is because of this din, of the Shia, of the din, because it doesn't have the right amount of Pachis Mikazais. Now before we move over onto the next sugya, there's one more point over here which we find a big chidush in our Gemara, which the Achrinim have a big arichus, which Silchoya is a steer from our Gemara to the Gemara in Yevomus in Kuf Yudalad Amud Beis. As we said, Rav over here explains the din of the Mishnah that Eino Oiver Olav on the dam of the lev, because he doesn't have the right amount of dam, it is Pochis Mikazaitz. It would seem a foolish in our Gemara that in order the shear, the amount of dam a person has to consume in order to be chayiv, the shear is kezayis, and therefore the blood, the heart of a bird doesn't have a kezayis, it's pochis mikezayis. He doesn't have the right amount of the issa, because the issa of dam is bekezayis. So too the Lashon of the Gemara earlier, in Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph, was also that the Shia of Kezayis, this is the Shia of the Issa, of Achilas Dam is Bekezayis. Rashi many times also mentions, when he discusses the Shia, which is Alocha Moshe Mesinai, says Rashi, the Shia of Kezayis is referring to the Din of Achilas Dam, Rashi in Erevin Daled Amud Aleph, in Psochim Mem Daled, in Sukkot Avov, Heriz Dav Zayin. There's many places Rashi says that the Shia of Achilas Dam is Bekezayis. The Rambam also paskens like this La Alocha in beginning of Perek Vav in Macholis Asuris, Misha Ochal Kezayis Dam is Loike in Zchayiv Koris, the Shia of Dam is Bekezayis. But the Ramban in Avodah Zorah in Samech Vav Amud Aleph, the Ramban says that Dam is actually a liquid, it's a Shtir. And Mamela says the Ramban, the Shia, the amount of Dam a person is going to be over, is not Bekezayis, the Shia is Berevius. Says the Ramban, Misha Shoisa Revius Dam, his Chayiv Shashir Dam Berevius. And Be'emers, this is the Lashon of the Gemara in Yevomos in Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Mamela, we have a stira in the Lashon of the Gemara over there is Mefurish, like the Ramban, the Shia of Dam is actually Berevius. And the Gemara by us seems to say clearly that the Shia of Dam is Bekezayis. Rebbe Kivega already points this out in Gilin Hashas over there in Yevomos Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And he's Metzayin to the Shuvas Mutzal Me'esh. In Simen Dalet, where he asks this theory in the Gemaras, between our Gemara and the Gemara earlier in Yudalet Omad Aleph, which would seem that the Shia of Kezayis, this is the amount which is Chayiv on Achilas Dam, whereas the Gemara in Yevomos would seem that the Shia is Berevius. The Rishash over there in Yevomos, he discusses that maybe we can be Mechalek between Dam Korush, Dam which is congealed, and Dam Tzol, Dam which is a liquid. And says the Rishash, it could be that Dam when it's a liquid form, then it's Berevius, but when it's Korush, since the Gemara says in Shabbos, Ayin Zayin Omad Aleph, that always a Revius Dam, which is Nikrash, when it becomes Korush, then it's Oymed Al Kezayis, then it turns into a Kezayis. Mamela says the Rishash, maybe there's no disagreement between the two Gemaras, one is referring to Dam Korush, and one is referring to Dam Tzol. But the Orch Lener is very Mayrich in its Shuvah in Binyan Tzion, in Chelek Aleph, in Simen Mem Tes, and he says it's no Mashma in the Gemara in Chulin, in Pei Zayin Amet Beis, over there is Mashma, even by Dam Tzol, even Dam which is a liquid, is also, the Shia is going to be Bekezayis, and it is Mashma, not like the Gemara in Yevomos, that the Shia is Berevius. This is a big question asked by many Achoinim, they discuss different ways of answering the Stira in the Gemaras, whether the Shia of Achila of Dam is Bekezayis or it is Berevius. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this also in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Ches, see in Ois Yudalet, so too the Ponim Iris in his Tshuva, in Chilek Beisim and Kuf Lamed Zayin, Afikayam in Chilek Beisim and Yud Gimel. They have Arichas on this point, what is the Shia Dam, is it Bekezayis or is it Berevius? Now to understand what the Shaila is, what is the Shaila, what is this discussion, what is the Nidan over here, whether the Shia, the amount of Kezayis, should be applied, we should apply the Shia of Kezayis to Dam, or we should say that the Shia of Issa of Dam should be Berevius. Reb Chaim explains, Reb Chaim Briska brought down, Reb Briskerov brings this down, in Nozi Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph from his father Reb Chaim, and says Reb Chaim that Be'emes, the Shia of Kezayis and Berevius, it is Mashma, it does not depend on something which is a oichel or something which is a mashke. The reason why there's a Shia of Kezayis does not depend on the fact that he's doing a Maisa Achila, he's actually eating, then it's Bekezayis, whereas drinking is Berevius. But says Reb Chaim, everything depends on the Loshon of the Pasuk. If the Pasuk says the Issa with the Loshon of Achila, then there's the Issa of Kezayis. Mamela says Reb Chaim, this is the reason why the Rambam paskens Halacha, like our Gemara, that the Shia of Kezayis is even in the Issa of Dam also has this Shia of Kezayis. Even though the Ramban says that the Kezayis L'chayra is only by Oichel, and over here we are drinking this Revius of Dam, so L'chayra we should have the Shia of Revius, this is a Mashke. Says Reb Chaim, does not depend on the fact whether it's a Oichel or it's a Mashke, everything depends on the Loshon of the Pasuk, and since the Loshon of the Pasuk is Lo Soichel Kol Dam, it is a Loshon of Achila, therefore the Issa and the Shia is actually Bekezayis, because we always go after the Loshon of the Pasuk, and not on the Etzem Maisa Achila, which the person is doing, if he's doing a Maisa Achila or a Maisa Shtir. Reb Chaim himself asks on this klal from the Gemara earlier in Dalad Amud Beis, the Gemara that is discussing the Issa of eating Maisa Sheni outside Yerushalayim, and over there we find clearly in the Rambam that the Shia, when he drinks wine of Maisa Sheni, the Shia is Berevius. Says Reb Chaim, according to his klal, that it does not depend on a Maisa Achila or a Maisa Shtir, but it depends on the Loshon of the Pasuk. Over there, the Pasuk also says the Loshon of Achila. It says over there, Lusucha lechoil bishorecho, Maisa de gonchot yerishchov yitzorecho. It also uses a lashon of lechoil, of a lashon of achila. Says Reb Chaim, just like by blood over here, we find the shi of kezayis because the Torah uses the issa beloshon achila. Why do we not say the same svara by Maisa sheni chutz lechoima over there also? We should say the shi is bekezayis. And why does the Rambam over there say why by wine? The Rambam says that the din is it's a shi'a berevius. And bemes mechaz chinuch over there mitzvah kuf memches earlier in Oisud Gimel he says that because of this raya for Maisa Sheni, it is muchach, not like Reb Chaim takes on, and the, everything depends on the Maisa Achila and the Maisa Shtia, is he actually drinking, or if he's eating, and therefore the Michas Chinuch understands that Misvara, one should say, that the Shia of Dam, which is a case where it's a liquid, where he's drinking Dam Tzolul, then the Ramban should be right, like the Gemara Yevamah says, the Shia should be Birvius, because actually then, he's doing a Maisa Shtia, and it would seem from the din of the, even though the Loshon of the Pasuk is a Loshon of Achila, but everything depends on the fact that he's doing a Maisa Achila or a Maisa Shtia, like you find by Maisa Sheini. But Reb Chaim says that it's not Muchach from the case of Maisa Sheini to say that it does not depend on the Loshon of the Pasuk. Because over there one can say that even though the Torah uses a Loshon of Loisucha Lecho il Bisharecho, but over there the Torah is referring also to the Goncho. And the goncho is the food, and therefore this is could be the reason why the Torah uses the lashon of achila, even though the pasuk continues on loisuch alecho bisharecho, ba'insa the goncho tiroishcho v'yitzarecho, which is wine and oil, which are liquids. But it could be that the reason why the Torah uses the lashon of achila is in reference to the goncho at the beginning of the pasuk, and therefore there's no raya from the lashon of achila over there that the tiroishcho has a shear of a kezayis, and therefore the Rambam over there paskins la'alocha that the shear is berevius. Whereas over here, by dam, the Torah is only referring to blood, and the Torah uses the Loshon of Achila. Says Reb Chaim, everything depends on the Loshon of the Torah, and since the Torah uses the Loshon of Leisoichal dam, therefore the Shia is actually Bekezayis, like the Rambam Paskins La'alocha, and this is the din, how Reb Chaim, a Yesoidestiger, Machloikus over here, between Reb Chaim and Minchas Chinuch, how we kuvea, when do we use the Shia of Kezayis, and when do we use the Shia of Revius? Does this depend on the Maisa which the person is actually doing? Is he eating or is he drinking? Or does it depend on the Loshon of the Pasuk? If the Pasuk uses a Loshon of Loisoichal or a Loshon of Loshtia, this is the Machlekes over here, and this is an Afkemina by Dam, if it's going to be a Shia Kezayis or a Shia of Revius. Just one more point, there is a Rambam which says clearly, in Macholos Asuris, Peikud Aleph, Halacha Tes, when the Rambam over there is discussing the Shia Tziruf, that if a person eats and drinks dam with a certain time frame, then the halacha is, like we have by a din of achilas pras, when a person's eating, macholos asuris, the shia is, bikdei achilas pras, says Rambam, when it comes to discussing the halacha of achilas dam, says Rambam, the shia a person has, is bikdei shtias revius. The person, the amount of time, is bikdei shtias revius. Explains Reb Chaim, that even though the issa and the amount a person has to eat, it's clear in the Rambam the Shia is going to be Bekezayis, but the amount of time a person has to be Mitzarif, this is the Shia of Kdei Shtias Revius. And the reason is because the Tziruf, the Halacha Mishmi Sinai of the time given, how much a person, how long a person has been time to be Mitzarif, to join together his Achila or his Shtia, this is given on the Maisa Achila and the Maisa Shtia the person is actually doing. Mamela, since by dam, which is a liquid, the person is doing a maisa shtia, over there the halacha mishmi Sinai is given the shia of kdei shtias revius. Even though actually the shia itself of how much she has to eat is a shia of a kezayis, because this depends on the loshon of the pasuk of loisoichal, like Reb Chaim explains, and it's not similar to maisa sheni, because over there it says a loshon of the goncho, therefore over there we have a loshon of loisoichal, but normally it depends on a loshon of achila of the Torah, whereas the din tziruf of halacha mishmi Sinai of achilas prats or shtias revius, over there, it depends on actually on the maisa and the pu'ula which the person's doing, whether he's eating or he's drinking. This is a yisoid over here in the sugya of the shia, the amount of shia kezayis of the issa of achilas dam. Now moving into the Mishnah, at the end of Chof Beis Amud Aleph, the new sugya over here, of Oshom Tolui by Choyvas Me'ila, the chidush of Shita Sebakiva, that one brings the Oshom Tolui on a Sofik Me'ila. Over here, the Mishnah says that Rabbi Akiva is moida, that even though he holds that person should bring Oshom Tolui, but says the Mishnah, moida Rabbi Akiva, He doesn't bring the money of the Me'ila, which is always Chayev. Ad sheyis vadaloi, until he knows vadai that he's Chayev, he does not bring the money of the Me'ila. The Chivas Me'ila normally is the Osham Me'ila, it's an Akeren and a Chimesh. Says the Bekiva that even though he brings the Osham Tolui, but the money he doesn't bring until later, ad shenoi daloi. This is what the Mishnah of here tells us. And there's machlikus later on between Reb Tarfin and Reb Akiva by Me'ila Meruba, Me'ila Mu'etes, like we'll be discussing later on in the end of Chof Beis Amed Beis and Daf Chof Gimel Amed Aleph in the Shia, in the next Shia, the Mishida machlikus over here between Reb Akiva and Reb Tarfin. Al Kaponim is Mefurish in the Mishnah that Reb Akiva holds that a person does not have to bring his Me'ila, the money he doesn't have to bring, until he knows Vadai that he was Moil Behektish. Even though he has a Sofik, he doesn't know, maybe he was over the Issa Me'ila. This only is alone enough to go and bring Oshum Tolui, but the money doesn't yet have to pay back. Now there's a Yudua, a very Yisoidin Achrinim, the Achrinim always discuss, a very famous question always asked, in every Sofik Momoin, in every time a person doesn't have, he has a Sofik whether he's Chayev to pay money to his friend, Aloch Eiz, Amoitzi Mechaveri, all over Aya, the person cannot go and be Toivea, cannot go and get the money out without any raya, because Aloch is a muchzik and a mitzi mechaveri all over raya. There always that chunim ask a very yisoidus the geshayla, that bishleimah when we're discussing the inyan of momenus, we have the klolim of chazoker of a mitzi mechaveri all over raya, but l'chayya, besides the issa and the din of momoin, there's also a parasha called gzela, and there's an issa to steal money, which is an issa, besides the din momenus, there's an issa, not mitzad hilchus chusha mishpot, but there's a parasha of Issa in the Torah, the Aloch is always, by a Sofik Deraisa, we have an Issa din of a Sofik Deraisa Luchumir. Memele, in a case where the person doesn't know if he's being over a gezel, in a case where he doesn't know if he's chayev to pay his friend money, why is he not chayev to go and pay him? Because of the din of Sofik Deraisa Luchumir, he might be over the Issa gezel, and the Issa gezel as Issa of a Sofik Deraisa Luchumir, why is he not chayev to go and pay by a Sofik moment? This is always a question that Achrinim ask on every Sofik moment, where we say, Amitzi Mechavir Oliver, why is he not chayev to pay because of the din of the Issa gezel? Now the teretz, the famous teretz that Achrinim say, the Kunches HaSfeikers, in Klal Aleph, for the beginning in Sivov, Reb Shimon is very merry, Cheshari Yoshe and Shahei Perik Tazayin, they explain that the din of Gezel, the parasha of Gzela of the Torah of stealing, depends always and is mitla tolui on what is his alocha in Hilchus Chisha Mishpot. And if we go to Bezdin and in Hilchus Chisha Mishpot in Dini Momenus, the alocha is Amuitzi Mechaveri Oliver Raya, then because in Hilchus Chisha Mishpot he is on the right, he has a chazoka, then even the Dini Gezel also don't apply, they are mitla tolui, they depend on the din which is paskin in Bezdin in Hilchus Chisha Mishpot. And the din of Gzela is only afterwards. If a person is chayev mitzad hilchus chisha mishpot, that he has to pay back the money, then he's going to be a gazlan. He's called stealing if he doesn't give his friend the money. But in a case where it's paskin mitzad hilchus chisha mishpot, that he's actually potter to pay because amitzi mechavei all over aya, even though it's only misofik, but he doesn't have a din of sofik gzela that he should have to go and pay back his chiyuv. And mamela, this is the reason why every sofik momoin, he doesn't have a din to go of a sofik deraisa lechumre, because maybe he's a gazlan. And this is aloha always refined by the din of amitzi mechavei all over aya. Explains the Pshimen in Shari Yoshe that this is behemoth the din of our Mishnah also. Over here we have a person who has a sofik, maybe he owes money to Hektish, which is Be'emes, a Sofik Issa, he has a Sofik, could be a Zegazlin, and therefore, why does Rebbe Kiva, we hear, say that he doesn't have to pay back his Me'ila, Achi Yisvadaloi, L'chariya, he has a Sofik Issa, which would be the din of Sofik Deraisa L'chumir, but says Reb Shimon, that so too by Me'ila, it is also like a parsha of Gzela, like we have a parsha of Gezel by a Hedyat, we have a parsha of Me'ila when it comes to Hektish, and this is also works with the din Echusha Mishpot. And if according to Chosha Mishpot, he has a din of a Ptur because of Amitzi Mechaviri Oliver Raya, therefore, he is potter, totally potter to pay. He doesn't have to worry at all of maybe the Sofik Issa, maybe he owes Hektish money. This is not his business because of Chosha Mishpot, he is potter to pay until he knows Vadai because of Amitzi Mechaviri Oliver Raya. And he doesn't have to worry any Sofik Issa. Even when we're discussing Hektish over here, this also works with the din Gzela, which depends always on the parish of Chosha Mishpot. This is how Reb Shimon over here explains the Divrei Reb Akiva in our Mishnah. But ask Reb Shimon, he says he calls this a Kushya Atzuma, and he says it's a very strong question. He didn't find anyone who asked this question. Says Reb Shimon, there's a very strong question here which bothers him. And he says that since he, as we explained over here in the Mishnah, The reason why the person doesn't have to worry about Sofek Zeila is because of the din of Chishem Mishpat, that everything depends on the din of Chishem Mishpat, and if according to Ilchas Chishem Mishpat he is potter to pay, he doesn't have to worry that it's called a stealing, and he doesn't have to worry about any other issuing from Hektish. Memeila Lechir, we have to understand the Hemshech of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that in a case of Me'ila Mu'etes, where even Rebbe Akiva agrees, there's a possibility for the person to go and bring the money to the Beis HaMikdosh in order to allow him to go and bring the Korban Me'ila, which is going to be Ma'akev if he doesn't bring the money. Therefore, the person will bring the money and he'll make it tonight, and he'll say that if he was Moil Behekdesh, then this money should actually be a payment for the Me'ila. Whereas if Lamaisa is going to come out in the end that he was not Chayev in Me'ila, he was not Moil Behekdesh, therefore this money should be a Nedovah. He's giving a present, a Nedovah, to the Beis HaMikdosh. And this is the tenai which a person makes on paying back this money, allowing him that he can now bring his Korban Me'ila, because Halacha is always that he can only bring his Korban Me'ila in a case where he's already paid the money of the Hekdesh. Therefore, the person has to bring the money, and then he can bring the Korban Osha Me'ila, and he makes a tenai on the Korban of the Osha Me'ila. It's also like the Mishnah explains. Ask Sib Shimon, and he says this is a very strong question, a Kushya Atzuma. L'chayah, if we explained over here that a person is actually not mechuyev to go and worry about his sofik issa, he does not have to worry about the sofik of hekdesh, because the din is that everything depends on the chayshim mishpat, and if according to chayshim mishpat he's potter to pay, then actually there's no payment to go and worry about mitzad klapishmaya because of the problem of the issa over here, which he has to pay to hekdesh. Mamela asks Reb Shimon, how is it possible at all for the person to come along over here and make a tanai? And he says that if he's chayev because he is actually moil behektish, then he's paying this money betoyas mois of the me'ila. This is the payment of the me'ila money, which he's giving over now to the treasurer, to the gizbah of hektish. Says Reb Shimon, the money over here, he's not mechuyev to pay, because he has a sofik, and aloch is that misofik, hamoitzi mechavir, olavariah, even from hektish also, there's no chiyuv, he doesn't have any chiyuv to pay. Mamela, even if he goes ahead and voluntary comes along to the Hekdesh and he gives them the money he's giving them, he's only giving them an adova, he's giving them a present, because since he's not mechuyev, there's no way he can go and get hold of this chiyuv, even if klapish maya, even if be'emes, the real truth is that he, be'emes, was moil be'hekdesh, he actually did a ma'isa me'ila and he's chayev to pay, but since he doesn't know about it, the halacha is a pichushim mishpat, he is potter. So even if he voluntary comes along now and he pays money, he's not actually paying this payment of me'ila. It is not chal over here at all that he's paying the money for the me'ila. It is chal that he's giving a mais and a dover, he's giving a present to the Beis HaMikdosh, because he's not chayev, even klapishmaya, he doesn't have to worry about any isurim, and therefore he's potter to pay. So me'ila, says Reb Shimon, we have to understand, how is it possible at all for the person to go and make a tanai and pay his money of the me'ila, which is needed, which is necessary, in order to allow him to bring the korban of Osher Me'ilois. L'chayah, any money which he's going to be giving is automatically going to be defined and going to be touched up that this money is actually money of a present of Nedovah to the Beis HaMikdosh, because he's potter to pay. Me'ila, this is a question of Shimon asked the Kusha Atzumo, since he's his potter, and as we explained, because he's potter Pichosha Mishpot, then l'chayah, there's no way at all for the person to go and be paying to be lotzis yidei shomayim, and to go and pay this money of a me'ila. It's always going to be said that this money is only on an adova, and he's never yet paid the money of the me'ila until he actually finds out that he's chayiv to pay. Up till then, he's always going to be potter, and the me'ila asks Reb Shimon, he's always going to have this problem, and he's not going to be able to bring a korban of me'ila, since he hasn't actually paid back the money. Has to be chal on the money that the tashlum, the payment has to be a payment of the me'ila money, which he doesn't yet have a chiyuv, because he doesn't know about it. So Reb Shimon over there is very marich in Shahir Peik Tezayin on this question, how is it possible to be lotzis yidei shomayim? On the Chudish Liga question, Reb Shimon over here, understanding the payment over here, which Reb Shimon says, is a kusha atzuma, is it possible for the person to be mekayim the chiyuv of the tashlum of the money in the case where he makes a tanai over here in the sugya on the machlikas of Tafran and Reb Akiva?
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.